So welcome. A very, very blessed Christmas to you. From me, I'm Mike Bissett, the vicar here, and from all the staff and wardens. And a special thank you to Deborah, playing the organ for us this morning. And we've gathered on this most holy of mornings. We share gifts on Christmas Day in recognition of the gifts that the wise men brought. And we come to church in recognition of the shepherds who came to the stable to worship the baby. So the story of Christmas was of the baby born in the manger 2,000 years ago. And this was about God coming to earth. But of course, he's still with us. That was the point of the resurrection, that he died on the cross 33 years later, but then came back again. And he's still with us here today. And our service this morning is about as we open our hearts afresh on this Christmas morning to that baby and we experience something of his presence with us. Of course, these are nevertheless strange times. So later on when we come to communion, I'll invite you forward and we're not yet able to have the wine together. So just be a wafer. And if you come up in an orderly and socially distanced fashion, and you'll come up the center here, and then you'll return as the wise men did by another route, and you'll head back round the other way. The next 45 minutes or so, you will need your Bethlehem carol sheet, and also you'll need Christmas at St. Margaret's. So that's what it is today. Christmas at St. Margaret's does what it says on the tin. And that is all you will need. Also for communion, if you want to, if you don't normally take communion, that's fine. If you come forward for a blessing, if you just leave your hands at your side, I'll know that you don't want communion. And I will just pray just God's blessing for you. And just out the last thing this morning, of course, is our Advent wreath. And we've gone all the way through God's plan over the Old Testament. We've had patriarchs and prophets and Mary and all these people. But right at the center of the whole thing, always, was our God in Jesus Christ. And so that's our last candle that we light this morning, is remember Jesus. So our first hymn, our first carol, is number 12 in the Bethlehem carol sheet, O Come All Ye Faithful. And this morning is the only time in the calendar that we can sing the last verse, which is, Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. So we stand to sing at number 12, and there's no problem. You can sing as loudly as you like. It's not a problem, okay? Might be for the people in front of you, but for the rest of you, number 12.
Come, hear, O come into heaven.
Please do be seated. So we follow our service in our service, our booklets. We've gathered together this morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Therefore, let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Savior of the world. And we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So may Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forevermore. Amen. And our collect for Christmas Day. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So Sue's going to come with our first reading. Sue, thank you.
The first reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. This is the word of the Lord.
Sue, thank you. And our next carol is number 2, In the Bleak Midwinter, and we stand to sing. So we remain standing as Roy comes to read to us from the first letter of John's Gospel. We remain standing.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not out of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please do be seated. You know, when I was a youngster, we're talking a long time ago now, kind of your age, Christmas Day, I get my presents. And in those days, I was a good young child, so I got lots of presents. I don't know how that'll happen this year. But Christmas Day, I'd play with my toys. Boxing Day, I get my screwdriver out and I would open them up to see how they worked. Because I was just curious about how stuff worked. So I like, when it comes to Christianity being a vicar, I like theology. Because theology is about how God works. So the reading that Sue read to us from Luke was the story about the shepherds and the birth of Jesus. But the reading that Roy read to us from John was the theology of it. So what actually was going on here? So that's just, I want to talk very briefly this morning about that. Because the question is, what is God like? You had to do a drawing of God. What would you draw? Now, the answer is that we do not know. We cannot know what God is like. Because the Christian faith tells us that God creates the universe. He creates all the atoms and the molecules that make up our universe, but he is not made of atoms and molecules. We are created, he is not. Now our universe is very large. Okay, so however large you think large is, our universe is larger than that. God creates the universe, so he is larger than our universe. Okay, so God is big. Okay, but big to the point where our understanding of big still doesn't really apply to God. He is bigger than big, 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 than you can think. And he sits outside of our universe and he fills our universe. Okay. So I was reading a book, for my birthday someone gave me a book by Richard Osman. You know the chap who's on the television, big tall chap? And he's written two books about the Thursday Murder Club. And this was the second of the books. Great book. However, you could, as you read this thing, it was hard not to imagine Richard Osman writing it. Because he was kind of, the book was what he was like. And it was kind of slightly off-putting almost. But the universe is a bit like that God is outside of it, but he's writing this story, and he's the author of the story. And so when we look at the universe, we see something about what God is like. But of course, at Christmas, Jesus comes to earth. So the author writes themselves into the story. It's like Richard Osman in the middle of this book appears as a character in the book, getting off the train in a local train station or something like that. Only for Jesus, it was real. He actually came into the story and was made here and becomes one of us at Christmas. In the baby of Jesus at Christmas, God enters the story. He enters the universe he's created. So we see something about what God is like from the universe. We see even more about what God is like in Jesus. And just the other thing I read this week, and this is an aside, and I love this stuff. So I was reading this week that in the humans, the cells in your body, I'm sorry about this because you're going, the cells in your body have got DNA in them. Okay, every cell has DNA. And the DNA is all wrapped up. And it's only recently we discovered this and sort of sequenced it. But if you take all that DNA that's wrapped up and pull it out into a straight line, it's 6 foot long. And that's not all the cells in your body, that's each cell in your body. So someone's worked out, someone who should probably get out a bit more, that if you took all of the DNA in a person's body and stretched it out, it would go from here to Pluto and back 6 times. Now, Pluto's a long way away. We sent off a spacecraft and it's traveling at 31,000 miles an hour. Okay, that's faster even your dad drives, okay? Trust me. And it took the spacecraft 8.5 years to get to Pluto. And when it took photographs and sent them back at the speed of light, it took 4.5 minutes for the images to get back to Earth. So Pluto's a long way away. So this God who creates this universe, he also creates the cells in your finger with 6 foot of DNA in every single one. I mean, it's just astonishing. But that is an aside. I do need to get back to my notes. So Jesus, God comes into our story. And what that tells us is it's not just that God creates the universe and kind of fills it, but that actually he's personally engaged. He's personally involved. He's personally part of our universe because he's been here as one of us. So what do we see in Jesus? Because we see more about God in Jesus, something about in the universe, but more specifically in Jesus. What do we see in Jesus? Well, what we see is that he's not soft or self-indulgent because he has little time for time wasters and the people who say they're good but actually they're bad and they have hard hearts. We see that he has time for the people who are poor, the children, the sick, the hungry, the outcasts of society. He enjoys having friends with him. So guess what? Today in Christmas, we'll have all the presents, but the thing that we're looking forward to most is meeting with our family over the next 2 or 3 days. So yeah, the presents are great, and I hope you get some good ones. But actually, for many of us, is meeting with family is the important thing. And why is that? Because we're created in God's image. And we're created in God's image, and we just love people. So when Jesus comes to earth, he loves people. So we see that God's love in Jesus leads him not to kill for his faith, but to die for it. And we see in Jesus anger at injustice and hypocrisy, but he doesn't respond by hitting out at it. He responds by loving. All starts Christmas Day in the manger. 33 years of caring and sharing with others, and it ends on the cross dying for our sin. He doesn't condemn the world, which would be justice. He dies for the world, which is grace. So that's all this stuff that's packed into this little baby in the manger on that Christmas day. That's the theology of it. That's when you get your screwdriver out and you open it all up and start to look inside and go, wow. And of course, it all opens up because that's what God is like. Everything God does is fantastic and extraordinary. And we will spend the rest of eternity looking at what God is like, and we'll never get to the end of it. Fantastic. So for people who are curious, it's a great thing. Let's pray. So Heavenly Father, as we journey through this Christmas season, give to us the strength and courage we need as we meet people in significant moments of their lives, to be able to share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. Help us to stand alongside those in need and who are suffering, to care for those who need our love. In the busyness of life, help us to reflect the light of Christ. Come down that first Christmas to be the light of the world. May we know your peace and find the grace to share that peace with others. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for our world. Heavenly Father, please comfort those who won't be happy this Christmas. Those who won't get any presents or cards. Those who don't have any money to buy presents for others. Those who won't have a Christmas dinner. And those who will be sad because someone they love will not be with them this Christmas time. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join in the words of the Lord's Prayer, and the words are printed in your order of service. So we say together, Our Father. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And you'll see in your service leaflet, it says a Christmas creed, and we'll stand to share that together. So we stand to say together, I believe. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit still brings joy to people all over the world, in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room. I believe in the one who rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from people of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at people and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I believe in God who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem this night for me and for the world. Amen. So we're now going to share the peace, just slightly differently, we're going to turn to each other and say Merry Christmas to you. If you're married to the person next to you, give them a hug and a kiss. If you've never seen them before, don't even try that, okay? So we turn to each other and in a socially distanced way, we say Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you. Bless you. No, I can't get over that. Sorry. Merry Christmas. Okay, that's quite enough of that. So our next carol is number one, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and we receive the offertory during this carol. Number one, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please do be seated, and we follow our order of service with the Eucharistic prayer. So we thank you that we can praise you, Father, Lord of all creation, for in your love you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. We thank you that in Christ you shared our life that we might live in you and you in us. You opened your arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. We remember that on the night that you were betrayed, at supper with your friends, you took bread and gave thanks. You broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And we remember that at the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, you gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the in remembrance of me." So we draw near with faith to receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for us, his blood which he shed for us, and we eat and drink in remembrance that he died for us. And we feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Should we pray for you? Hold still. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and bless you forever. Amen. Well done. The body of Christ, because he loves you. The body of Christ, broken for you, because he loves you. Right, hold still. Let's pray, shall we? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, give you his peace, now and always. Amen. The body of Christ, because he loves you. Oh, hello. Hold still. Wow, look at that dress. Sparkly. Goes with that, isn't it? Hold still. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Give you his peace, now and always. Amen. Well done. Sit. Time to sing number 10. So may I just wish you a very, very blessed Christmas and God's blessing upon your turkeys as well. So may the joy of the angels, the wonder of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child fill your hearts this Christmas time. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. Please do be seated.